brother may yet line up with brother.
The CBS Radio Workshop, dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind. Today, Carl Sandburg, poet, historian, novelist. The minstrel voice of America, the teller of stories and the singer of songs. Recorded on his 79th birthday.
Have a early and late, we are here to the Golden Gate. And it looks like I'm never going to see my wandering. There is a human stir throughout our American song, with the heights and depths to be found in Shakespeare. The rich and the poor, robbers, murderers, hangmen, fathers and wild boys, mothers with a soft word for their babies, workmen on railroad steamboat ships, wanderers and lovers at home. They tell what life has been for them. Seems like every day when I'm at all in her office at 15, I gotta go find the guitar and pluck a little at it and go over old songs and new songs, and as long as I live, I'm gonna be learning songs. Going from a world of tyrants beneath this western sky, we formed a new dominion, a land of liberty. So we shall own the freedom of you, and as such shall ever be. Huzzah, 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 for a free, free America. Lift up your hands, ye heroes, and swear with proud as a slave. The rest that would ensnare you shall allay his snares in vain. Should you repent to all her force, we will carry the rail and fight and shout and fight for brave America. The call to hardship, toil, and combat runs like a blood scarlet thread woven through the story of our people. It has cost to build this nation. Growing men and women in struggle and risk, in self-denial and pain, in familiarity with sacrifice, wounds and death. Those living men of the past paid that cost. And all the record of American youth in the last war, the Korea War, but more particularly the World War. Their epic of valor and endurance and imagination out of our era that has it so on so colossal a scale that very hard to get it. And higher than now, I think, in proportion to the population, there's many heroes now as there ever were. There is a man. But it's a long, long while. I made it to December. And the days go so. When you reach September. And I lost one too. And I walk a little lane, and I have not time for the waiting game. And the days turn to gold, and the days grew September, November. And these two golden days I spend with you, these precious days. course I've been asked lots of times. What do you mean out of life, Carl? What do you want most of all? They're trying to probe me. Well, I've been thinking about it, of course. All my life I've been thinking about what I want out of life. And, I guess I could say, mainly five things. To be out of jail, first of all, to be out of jail. This is a free country. Something pretty nice about being out of jail. Second, to eat regular. Why not? And third, to get what I write printed. And fourth, we'll say, a little nice affection hither and yon over the American landscape. And then, maybe the fifth. Maybe the fifth thing that I need. It seems like every day when I'm at all in hell, that the same. And these golden days I spend with you. These tragic days I will spend with you. What do I miss most? That's 80, but I would still like to have that I had in the 60s. Most. At 60, I could still run 50 yards at a fair speed. And I could run up most any stairs. Now I walk very slowly up the stairs. Not that I got any heart condition, but they're a compensation. Seneca, the Roman philosopher, wrote about old age. I don't like the phrase. Frank Lloyd Wright and I are agreed that we have done some of our best work in our 70s, and he has done some of his best work in his 80s. I like the privilege of calling myself old if I like, but I don't like to be called old man. Because for one thing, I have a much younger heart for the things that the young love and enjoy over the world than most of the poets now setting forth their obscurantist lines. A whole lot of it is anti-democracy. The big general run of it. They'd be ashamed to write a poem for what they term the herd, the common people, politics, anything that might lead men to act. What they want is involved pleasure, high intellectual windings. They are latitudinous and sepulchral. The most women never had no fun, just plain fun. When I was a boy, only even in the small towns now, there's sidewalks, there's the concrete sidewalks, and there's the streets that are concrete. Very few kids nowadays that have known the luxury of running barefoot. Just an American. And going to a corner and playing with a gang of kids till half past 8 or 9 o'clock and then going home and putting the seat under his pump. A luxury. As the years go by and longer, the more I feel sorry for those who have a few millions and gotta have money. And never learn what Pascal meant in saying that the miseries of men come from not being able to sit alone in a quiet room. They gotta have radio now, they gotta have TV. The books were enough for Pascal. You listen to the World Series. And unless you step out and turn the darn sound off, you think that we're just millions of men running around wondering how to get a share.
Ha, 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 ha. Are you fixed for blades?
Cigarettes will spoil your life, ruin your health, and kill your baby. Poor little innocent child. Just a mild. All cigarettes are milder than all other cigarettes. It's the wonder of the age. I have often thought of the difficulties of running an apparatus that has its cultural phases. Where in a radio station, a TV station, reaching millions of people a day, and in the going, 18, 20 hours a day, 52 weeks a year, 365 days, just endless, that pressure on them. What to feed the listening public. And there are some operators of stations who are indifferent. And then there are those who understand responsibility. Freedom to print whatever you want. Freedom to put human utterance out on the air for millions of people to hear. That means responsibility, too. I was motion picture reviewer of the Chicago Daily News for 7 years. I wrote over 1,000 motion picture reviews. And the number of classics and then what they have produced out there, the number of classics is very low. Maybe 100. Certainly not more than 200. They don't take themselves seriously. The game of playing with the public. Most of them try to strike at the subconscious, the blood, rather than the brain, the primitive. Violence, sex, so was in most of the great dramas and novels of all time. But the stress on them out there is a little too great. Velvet precious, love me tenderly. Don't be cruel. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, Lincoln comes. Ha, 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 ha. Out of the wilderness, 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 out of the wilderness. American family of man runs through our songs. And they give us the feel and atmosphere, the layout and lingo of regions, of breeds of men, of customs and slogans. In a manner and air not given in regular, written. As a boy, politicians, the preachers, the 4th of July orators, they talked about Lincoln without going into details. In a vague figure to me as a boy. And after I had written the Rutabaga story, I began asking why there was no good book about Lincoln for children. And I planned a book to be titled The Life of Lincoln for Young People. And then as I got into the material about his early life, I found that so much that hadn't been presented as I would like to have had it presented to myself years previous. So I went to work on the Prairie Years and soon had an electrician on the way to Washington. And the work ended up in 6 volumes that had something like 1.5 million words. The book, To Follow, Always the Young Stranger. That book about the first 20 years of my life. They believe everything needs a chance. How they dream, here and yon. In that book now, I'll be square. I'm going to meet a girl. Has midnight black hair. Still a few bronze hairs. Yes, bronze hair sickness of youth. And, I think she's smarter than I am. She's Phi Beta Kappa. She's University of Chicago. She run rings around me in chemistry or mathematics. Well, I tie up with her, and it lasts 48 years. When I was writing pretty cute poetry, she told me to go on. When Israel was in Egypt now, let the people go. I pray. They could not stand. Let the people go. Go down the Moses, way down in Jerusalem. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. Out of 1922, when the Ku Klux Klan was going pretty good in Illinois, man starts a restaurant. I was told in Peoria, Illinois, put the sign in front, 100% American. Another man starts a restaurant across the street and puts the sign in the window, 200% American. And the first one comes across the street and says, what do you think you're trying to do? Are you looking for trouble? Brother, you got me wrong. You got me wrong. You hate only the Negroes and the Jews and the Catholics, but I hate the whole human race, without regard to race, creed, or color. Beyond possibility that there will be the atomic war that will obliterate human life on the planet. The question is baffling. It is one crisis, the latest one. There have been others in the making of this nation. It has cost to build this nation. The living men of the past paid that cost. My children and yours have been given this heritage, this land of ours, by their toil and struggle. And has it been worth the cost they paid? I think it has. To do it took men willing to throw in with all they had, and they did, yes. And we've got to let those who now are to shape the future know what the present time came from, and what it's worth as a heritage. Well, you know, when a nation goes down and never comes back, when a society or a civilization perishes, one condition may always be found. They forgot where they came from. They lost sight of what brought them along. The hard beginnings were forgotten, and the struggle is farther along. When the question is asked, why do you favor the democratic system when it holds so much waste, corruption, demagoguery, and other evils? We answer, because we have looked over all the other systems. found that they too have wastes, corruption, demagoguery, and other evils. And we take our chances on the democratic system because of what it has that the other systems don't have. And in no other system can a man be so many different kinds of a fool and get away with it. And get paid for it. So long as he isn't interfering with other fools, he always has the alibi. This is a free country, ain't it? Personal freedom, a wide range of individual expression, a complete respect for the human mind and the human personality. This is the idea of the democratic system. In all the literature, the documents of democracy, you can find this respect, this hope, this attitude of reverence towards the fullest possible flowering of each human personality. President Lincoln enjoyed quoting the Irishman who said, "In this country, every man is as good as the next one, and for the matter of that, a little better."
Carl Sandburg, at 79, historian, novelist, American minstrel, seeker of the American dream, and poet. His favorite poem, it's a whole book called The People, Yes. And here are some lines.
The people will live on. The learning and blundering people will live on. They will be tricked and sold and again sold and go back to the American earth for root holes. The people, the peculiar and renewing come back. You can't laugh off the capacity that takes. Brother may yet line up with brother. There are men who can't be bought. There are women beyond purchase. The fire born of a home in fire. The stars make no noise. You can't hinder the wind from blowing. Time is a great teacher. You can live without hope. In the darkness, with a great bundle of grief, the people march. In the night, and overhead, a shovel of stars for teeth, the people march. Where to? What next? Where to? What next?
You've been listening to the CBS Radio Workshop and Carl Sandburg, American Minstrel. Recorded for Mr. Sandberg's 79th birthday by Joseph Wershba. Edited in association with Tom Perkins. And produced in New York by Paul Roberts. Acknowledgments are made to Mr. Gregory Galesio and to Harcourt Brace and Company, publishers of Mr. Sandberg's work. This is Dan McDonald, inviting you to listen again each week at this time to the CBS Radio Workshop. America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.